I want to read from the Word of God now and return to the Psalms and the prose version, Psalm 25. To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. In you I trust, O my God. Do not let me be put to shame, nor let my enemies triumph over me. No one whose hope is in you will ever be put to shame, but they will be put to shame who are treacherous without excuse. Show me your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths. Guide me in your truth and teach me, for you are God my Saviour, and my hope is in you all day long. Remember, O Lord, your great mercy and love, for they are from of old. Remember not the sins of my youth and my rebellious ways. According to your love, remember me, for you are God, you are good, O Lord. Good and upright is the Lord. Therefore he instructs sinners in his ways. He guides the humble in what is right and teaches them his way. All the ways of the Lord are loving and faithful for those who keep the demands of his covenant. For the sake of your name, O Lord, forgive my iniquity, though it is great. Who then is the man that fears the Lord? He will instruct him in the way chosen for him. He will spend his days in prosperity, and his descendants will inherit the land. The Lord confides in those who fear him. He makes his covenant known to them. My eyes are ever on the Lord, for only he will release my feet from the snare. Turn to me and be gracious to me, for I am lonely and afflicted. The troubles of my heart have multiplied. Free me from my anguish. Look upon my affliction and my distress, and take away all my sins. See, now my enemies have increased, and how fiercely they hate me. Guard my life and rescue me. Let me not be put to shame, for I take refuge in you. May integrity and uprightness protect me, because my hope is in you. Redeem Israel, O God, from all their troubles. Well, it's great to have so many with us this Lord's Day, to all the campers along with us, and you're very welcome. It can't have been easy getting so many folk all here in time for the service this morning. You're all travelling up in your cars, and I'm sure as you were travelling, you'll have noticed various signs along the road. Of course, perhaps if you happened to be travelling with Edith, you didn't slow down long enough to see anything at all. But for those who were driving at an ordinary speed and stopping where they ought to stop and watching the signs, you'll have seen all kinds of instructions. Stop and start and go this way and all the rest of it. And of course, when you're driving, when you get old enough to be driving, some of you, and scare the wits out of your mums and dads and get into the car and behind the wheel, one of the important things is to be watching the signs. They'll be telling you that. They'll be terrified you don't watch the signs and pay attention to them. We've got to do that when we're driving in our cars. But you know, also, when we're living the Christian life, the Lord guides us and gives us instruction and direction how we ought to be living. And we're going to think a little bit about God directing us today. We're going to think particularly about a verse that we read in Psalm 25. Psalm 25 and verse 4 really is a prayer. And there the prayer is, show me your ways, O Lord. Show me your ways, O Lord. So we're going to think about God showing us his ways. And to help us to do that, we want to think about some of the road signs that you might see along the road. And these will help us to think about God showing us his ways. Here are signs that you'll see driving a car. But here are signs you'll see in the Bible as well. And not little coloured squares and circles in your Bible. But the signs are there all the same if we're looking for them. And I want to think about some of those today. And think about that prayer, show me your ways. And the first of the signs you want to think about is one that is very, very important to heed and to obey. And that's the sign for one way. There's the arrow pointing in one direction, and so that you know exactly what it means, the words are there as well, one way. that tells you that the road has to be travelled in one particular direction. You can't go any way you choose. You've got to follow that arrow. You've got to go in that one way. And you know what will happen if you don't obey the sign, don't you? It'll be disaster. There'll be cars coming the other way. You'll maybe run into them. You'll have an accident. You'll be injured. It'll be disastrous. When you see a one-way sign, you know that there's only one right way to go along that street. You might think you're very smart. Yeah, I don't want to pay attention to that. I'm going to go my way. I'm not going to be told by any old sign what way to go. But of course, that's really asking for trouble, isn't it? It'll be disastrous. We've got to obey the one-way sign. All the traffic is travelling in the one direction. And in the Bible, that's a sign that we often find, where we're told that there is one way for us to be travelling. In Acts 4 and verse 12, Peter is preaching. He's on trial. He's standing in court. And he's being told not to preach the gospel. And here's Peter's answer in Acts 4 and verse 12. Peter says, "Salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to men by which we must be saved." And there's Acts 4 and verse 12 is a one-way sign, because Peter is saying that there is one way to be saved, one way for us to be saved from our sins. And that way is through the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, people think there are lots of ways by which we can be saved. People think perhaps by being a good person, by being kind to others, by helping them, by maybe doing work for charity. They think those are ways by which they can be right with God. And they try very, very hard. They try to be good enough for the Lord. But the Bible tells us, of course, we can't be good enough for God. All our efforts and our works and everything else are not enough, because they can't wipe out our sins. And the Bible says you and I are sinners, and we need to be forgiven. Later on in Psalm 25, in the part that we sang, we pray that God would forgive our sins. We need to be forgiven. And no amount of good works and effort that you and I can make will ever cancel out our sins. So we need a Saviour. We need someone who can take away our sins. And the Bible tells us about the only Saviour, about the one way by which we can be saved, and that's through the Lord Jesus Christ. He's the only one who can save us. He's the one who died on the cross and took all the punishment of our sins on himself. He's the one who's done everything that's needed for us to be saved. And so nobody else can save us. Nobody else can take away our sins. There's only one way. There's only one Saviour. And that's the most important sign of all, in a way. Because unless you and I are trusting in the Lord Jesus Christ, then we'll never be saved. Our sins will never be taken away. So the first way of God, when we ask, "Show me your ways," the first thing God says to us is you need to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. You need to be following the one way that I've provided for you to have your sins taken away. We need a Saviour. Only the Lord Jesus Christ can save us. There's no other name, only the name of Jesus. So that's the first thing we have to ask ourselves. Well, are you travelling through the Christian life? Have you started out at all? Are you maybe still sitting in your car as a sinner? You haven't even begun to live the Christian life because you haven't asked Jesus to be your Saviour. Well, that's a big question. You'll be asked that, I'm sure, by the folk who are taking the talks at camp this week. Are you a Christian yet? Are you trusting in Jesus? Have your sins been taken away? There's only one way. There aren't lots of ways. You'll hear people telling you today, there are lots of ways, different religions and different ways of salvation, but they're wrong. Bible says one way. Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and you'll be saved. That's the first, and that's the most important sign of all, because we need to be trusting in Jesus in order to be saved. Have you started out along the road as a Christian yet? I can't tell looking at you today. Nobody can look into your heart and decide whether you're a Christian or not, but you know. If you ask the Lord Jesus to take away your sins and be your Saviour, are you following the one way that God has given us? It's a wonderful thing to have Jesus as your Saviour. There's nothing more important in life than that. There's one way and only one way. And if you try to go another way, then you'll be lost forever. One way. That's the first sign that we want to think about today. One way of salvation through trusting in the Lord Jesus Christ. But you started out in the journey. You're a Christian. You believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. What other signs does God give to guide us? Well, here's the next sign that we want to think about today. Can anybody tell me what that one is, by the way? I should maybe ask some of the drivers if they can tell me. Anybody know what is one way down the back there? No entry. Very good. No entry. If we had a special prize, we would give it to you, but I'm sorry, we don't have any prizes. No entry. No words on it. Nothing else. You need to know what it means. There it is. No entry. And it's obvious, isn't it? You're not to go down that street. It might look safe. You might take a look and think, well, there's nothing coming. If I'm very quick, I'll manage it. But of course not. It would be very, very dangerous to ignore that sign, a no entry sign. There's danger down there. You might not know what it is. You might not be able to see the reason why that sign has been put there. But if you're wise, you'll not ignore it. You'll pay attention to it and you'll not go down there. Even if you never know why the sign is there, you'll still obey it. Whoever put the sign up knows that you shouldn't go in there. Well, in the Bible and God's Word, we find a lot of no entry signs. We find instruction and commands from God about things that we shouldn't do, about places that we shouldn't go. The Bible warns us that sin is a very dangerous thing. Sometimes maybe we think our sins are just small. They're little things. They don't matter very much. But the Bible tells us that all our sins are serious. They matter to God. And once you're a Christian, once you're following the Lord Jesus Christ, more and more you want to follow Christ's way. And you want to stay away from everything that would displease the Lord Jesus Christ and that would get you into danger. And so in one of Paul's letters, in the letter to Titus, in Titus 2 and verse 12, we're told about God's grace, God's goodness to us. And we're told that God's grace teaches us to say no to ungodliness and worldly passions. It teaches us to say no to certain things. Titus 2 and verse 12. So if you're a Christian, there is a no entry sign in different places in this world. There are places that as a Christian you shouldn't go. There are things that as a Christian you shouldn't do. They would be harmful. They would harm your spiritual life. They'll take you away from the Lord Jesus Christ. And they displease your Saviour. And if you're a Christian, you don't want to do that. You want to please the Lord Jesus. You want to do the things that honour Him, don't you? And so when you find a no-entry sign in the Bible, you obey it. You don't go there, you don't do that, because you love the Lord. And it's because Jesus loves you that He warns you about danger. It's not to keep you from having fun. It's not to spoil life. It's because He loves you, and He doesn't want you to get into danger. And your mums and dads and your camp officers and pastors and friends will all help you to see in the Bible where God puts up a no-entry sign, a warning about sin, something not to do, somewhere not to go. As Christians, there are no entry signs for us. Now, of course, the Christian life is not all about saying no. People sometimes think being a Christian is not doing this and not doing that, and it's miserable. Of course it's not. God warns us about danger. He puts up the no entry signs. But that's so that we'll stay in the right road. And so that we'll obey the Lord, and we'll have Christian joy in our hearts. And we'll enjoy following the Lord and obeying Him. Because that verse in Titus 2:12 doesn't stop about God teaching us to say no to certain things. But Paul goes on and he says it teaches us to live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives. We obey the no-entry signs because we want to stay on the right road with the Lord, in fellowship with Jesus, obeying and serving Him. So God does say sometimes no entry. This is sin. This is something you shouldn't do. And the more you love Jesus, the more you'll want to obey His no-entry signs and stay away from sin and do the things that honour Him. So we start out in the Christian life in the one way, trusting in Jesus. And as we travel along, God warns us about the sins to stay away from so that He'll keep us on the right road. And the more we love the Saviour, the more we'll want to follow the signs. Right, we have a third sign now to think about. Probably quite an easy one, but let's see who can tell me what that one is. Anybody think? Anybody else? We've got a driver down the back. Are you driving yet? You are? I think you must be. Anybody else? All awfully shy. Okay, yep, beside you. Crossroads, exactly. It's a crossroads. It tells you that up ahead, one road meets the other, and you have a decision to make. If you make the right decision, you'll get to where you're going. If you make the wrong decision, well, who knows where you'll end up. And I'm sure everybody who drives can tell you about times when they got it wrong. Maybe they thought they knew better than the sign. Maybe they thought they knew the road and discovered they didn't. We've all done that. And it's amazing where you can end up if you take the wrong turning. Some of us have ended up in farmyards and all sorts of places when we thought we were travelling on the right road, but we weren't. So Crossroads warns you that there's a decision to make. There are different roads that you could take, but only one will be the right one to where you are going. You've got to be sure to take the right road, to make the right decision. And that's what we are told about back in the book of Joshua in the Old Testament. In Joshua 24 and verse 15, all the Israelites are gathered together. They're going to go into the promised land. And there Joshua challenges the people. He says, choose this day whom you will serve. Choose this day whom you will serve. Joshua 24 and verse 15. People are ready to take the promised land. But now Joshua is concerned, are they going to follow God faithfully? Or are they maybe going to follow some of the false gods and the idols in the land of Canaan? Maybe they're going to turn away from the Lord and follow their own ways and fall into sin. They've got to choose whether they will obey God and follow Him or whether they will travel some other road. And you know, that decision is in front of us every day that we live. Every day you get up, when you go to school, you're on holiday, you're at camp. Who are you going to serve today? Choose who you're going to serve. Are you going to serve the Lord and do the things that please Him and obey His word? Or are you going to choose some other road? Some other way that looks as if it's good and exciting and fun? Maybe more fun, it seems, than being a Christian. Are you going to follow that way? The world offers all kinds of roads that we could follow. Roads of money or success or fame or being a sports star or a pop star. All sorts of roads that look as if they're attractive and fun and the way you would like to go through life. But if you're a Christian, you want to follow the Lord's way. And as you grow up, you have to choose subjects at school, and later on you'll be choosing a career and making decisions. That's the big question. Who do you want to follow? Do you want to follow God's will for your life? Or do you want to go your own way? Because God has a plan for each of us. A perfect plan. And God has a plan for what you'll study at school, and what exams you'll do, and what job you'll get, and what career you'll follow, and where you'll live, and all sorts of things. And if we are Christians, the most important thing is to be deciding to follow the Lord. To be choosing to obey the Lord. And that's what Joshua did. That's what he wanted the Israelites to do. And there they said, "We will serve the Lord." Now some of them meant it, some of them didn't mean it. But you and I must be like that. We must be people who say, "We will serve the Lord." Whenever we have decisions to make, whenever we've choices to make, we'll be asking the Lord to lead us and guide us. So that when we come to crossroads in our lives, and we've choices to make, it'll be God's will that we'll follow. And you know, sometimes people get very worried about guidance and how will I know God's way? Maybe I'll get it wrong. But you know, if you're a Christian and you love Jesus, and you want to go the Lord's way, He'll make sure you know the right choice to make. He'll make sure you have the guidance you need. And then it's up to you to follow and to choose to serve the Lord. There'll be lots of crossroads that you'll meet. And the older you get, the more of them there'll be. Choices to make. Which road are you going to follow? Will you follow Jesus? Or will you go some other way? Because the only way to be happy and fulfilled in life, and the only way to honour God, is to choose to serve Him. Any other way, sooner or later, will be a hard way, and a way that makes you sorry, and a way that you wish you hadn't chosen. Choose this day whom you will serve. Who are you serving? Are you serving the Lord? Do you want to do God's will and follow the Lord's will for your life? I hope that's true. Whenever you come to a crossroads, when you have a choice to make, be like Joshua. I'll serve the Lord. I'll go God's way. Might not be the easy way, but it's the right way. Serve the Lord. And the Lord will always bless those who choose His way. God will help you and give you the grace to serve Him. You'll not be left alone. God will always be there to help you. Choose this day whom you'll serve at every crossroads you come to, every choice you have to make. Ask the Lord to guide you and to help you to go His way. Very important sign to follow. Be like Joshua. We'll serve the Lord. Well, we're nearly done. Three down, one more to go. Let's see who knows what this one is. Who can tell me? Ah, so they're very good down in this corner. Well, if somebody from over here this time, yeah? No U-turn, exactly. If we went on long enough, we'd get everybody getting them right, but we'll have to get our lunch. No U-turn. No turning back. You're driving along the road, maybe in the motorway, and you're not allowed to turn around and go back the way you came. You've got to keep going along that road to the end, to a proper place to turn, to a roundabout or something else. No U-turn. You can't be driving along and suddenly think, "Whoa, I'm on the wrong road. I shouldn't be on this road," and just slam on the brakes and turn around and head back. You can't do that. That'll be disaster. That'll cause an accident for you and for somebody else coming along behind you. No U-turn. No turning back. You've got to keep going along the road that you're on. And there's a lesson in that for us as Christians. For us, in following Jesus, there's to be no U-turn. There's to be no turning back to where we came from. Where did we come from? We came from sin, from lostness. Why would we want to go back to that? And yet sometimes maybe we think we do. No turning back. Listen to what Jesus says in Luke 9 and verse 62. Jesus says, "No one who puts his hand to the plough and looks back is fit for the kingdom of heaven." There's somebody ploughing. It was hard work with oxen in those days. Maybe the ground was very dry and hard. The sun was beating down. You'd been going for a few hours and you thought, "This is too much. I've had enough. Pack it in. I'm going home." Jesus says somebody like that isn't fit for the kingdom of heaven. And sometimes as Christians we can feel like that. Sometimes we can feel it's too difficult. It's not worth it. I'm going to give up. Maybe you're witnessing to your friends and nobody wants to listen. Nobody wants to hear. They're not interested in the Lord Jesus Christ. Maybe you're the only Christian in your class, or maybe at home, and it's hard. Maybe people make fun of you for being a Christian. And sometimes you think, is it worth it? It would be a lot easier if I just gave up, forgot about all this Christianity business, and just went along like everybody else. It's not worth it. I'm going to turn back. I'm going to give up. And sometimes people do that. They turn back. There were people in the New Testament who heard Jesus preaching, who followed him for a time, and then gave up. Too hard. Too hard to accept what Jesus was saying. Too hard to do what he wanted. So they turned back and gave up. Jesus says somebody like that, who turns back and gives up, isn't fit for the kingdom of heaven. They won't have a place in heaven. They won't have a place in glory with him in eternity. They'll be lost. They'll be lost in their sin. It's a very, very serious thing. Turning back and giving up. Jesus says, don't do it. Don't do it. To turn back, you'll lose it all. And you'll not have a place in heaven. No U-turns for the Christian. No giving up, no turning back. You think, well, it's hard. It's hard being a Christian. I can't manage it on my own. But Jesus tells us you don't have to. We've already said the Lord gives us the help, gives us the strength and the grace that we need. He helps us to keep on going right to the end. Right until finally we are in heaven with the Lord and with all his people. And he'll make sure that we get there. But there are to be no U-turns. Jesus is saying, don't give up. It's worth it. It's worth keeping going with the Lord Jesus Christ right to the end. Because then we'll have glory and joy and happiness with all God's people and with the Lord himself forever and ever. No U-turns. Don't think of starting out and then giving up. And if it's getting hard and you think, I'm tired of being a Christian, I can't keep going, tell the Lord that. Tell him it's tough. Tell him you need help. And the Lord has promised he'll give you all the strength that you need. No U-turns. Don't turn back. Don't give up. The Lord will give you the help and the strength that you need to finish the course. And sometimes you see that sign along the roads, maybe where there's been a speed limit or something else. And that's where we're going, right to the end with the Lord Jesus Christ, to be with him and all his people forever and ever. Start out in the one way, trusting in the Lord Jesus Christ. Obey the no entry signs. Keep away from sin. Follow the Lord when you're making your choices at all the crossroads. And with God's help and strength, don't turn back. No U-turns. And the Lord will bring you right through to the end, to heaven, to glory, to be with him forever and ever. When you're driving back today, unless you're with Edith and going at a rocket speed, watch out for the road signs. See if you see some of those signs along the road. And remember that in God's word, there are signs to guide us, to help us in the Christian life when we're trusting in Jesus, so that we'll arrive safely in glory at the end.